This is Chuck beginning an interview. The interview will be mostly in Spanish. This is for item number 14. So first, there's the name, please.
El nombre suyo.
Julia Rodriguez.
Okay.
And nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you. I'm Chuck. gracias, Julia. And you brought a picture.
Mm-hmm.
What year is picture from?
De qué año son las fotos? Usted tiene unas cuantas fotos.
Sí, pero no me acuerdo qué año. De cuando las hijas de nosotros salieron reinas.
Where are they from?
¿Dónde son las fotos?
De aquí, de New Britain, from New Britain, for the Hispanic Club.
Okay.
What, como no, de...
The first, the first Puerto Rican Festival.
The first Puerto Rican Festival, yes.
Mm-hmm. Sí, confianza. Ay, se me olvidó tal de la hija mía cuando le dieron las becas.
So, if you can describe, please, the pictures and what they show.
Okay. Que le describa las fotos y qué es lo que están enseñando las fotos.
Cuando la coronaron, cuando le dieron la corona, okay. Que la eligieron este reina.
That's when they gave her the crown and they elected her as queen.
Ah.
Ok. Yo no me acuerdo. That's my husband. Called the trophy. That, Isabel and my daughter.
Oh, Nancy.
They went to the same school.
Ah.
It's a good wing.
Okay.
Is it good?
Y esto, esto es parte de lo...
De reinado.
Okay, and this is also part of the that activity.
And this is the same queen that you mentioned earlier. This, what was her name again?
No, this is her daughter.
No, my daughter.
I see.
No, the one I have is Marilyn of Ariel. Do you remember what Marilyn...
Alberio?
Alberio family.
Yeah. Puerto Rican Paris.
Yeah, it was for the Puerto Rican Day.
Yes,
right?
That was like, my God, that was way back.
That the same year was the president, his wife. ¿Cómo se llamaba la Marta, la que era coordinadora?
Marta Rodriguez.
Rodriguez,
Ella era la coordinadora y Ada Díaz.
Very good, thank you.
That's my husband. Me,
mm-hmm.
The same picture. Her daughter.
Eso todo fue al mismo tiempo.
Sí.
But those were all at the same time.
The same.
So like 1988, 1989.
Yeah.
1989.
Okay. It was the same event. They were all at the same event. New York.
Yeah.
Her twin.
One sec.
She was in the Air Force for 25 years. Now she's a police officer. In New York.
Huh.
Okay. I got so many pictures for my kid. But
and do you know where she was in the Air Force, though? Where she was stationed or where she worked?
She was in Massachusetts, Westover, Massachusetts.
She was at Westover?
Yeah.
I've been at Westover Air Force Base for 20 years.
Yeah. She was 25.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Similar.
Yeah.
That's
now
funny.
She's a police officer. What is it, detective?
Detective in New York City.
Oh, wow.
She's twin with the was the queen. Yeah.
I see. Do you have any more memories from
memory,
the festival?
I got so many.
Del festival. Algo específico.
Del festival.
Yeah.
No me acuerdo.
A lo mejor, ¿cómo te sentiste cuando te ganó? ¿Cómo te sentiste cuando ya ganó?
Oh, I feel so proud in that moment of his father who was crying.
I told her
with the first one.
I told her to speak a little bit about how she felt when her daughter was crowned.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
And for the second one, for her twin, so proud too. I have another daughter. She's working for the. What's the police? La cárcel de presidio.
Okay, so, she's a correctional officer.
Ah.
No, ella trabaja dentro, ella sacando placas en a los presos.
Oh, she's the X-ray technician for the prisoners.
Huh. Yeah. Okay. Her twin, she was a queen. Mm-hmm. She worked in some Mary Hospital in Waterbury. Mm. Okay. And I have another daughter. She worked in MedPack in Massachusetts.
Okay.
I have one son. Right now, he's not working.
Okay. What year did your family first move to Connecticut or to New Britain?
Well, they born in here.
Oh, they were born.
Yeah.
How far back does your family go?
¿Qué tiempo? ¿Cuándo llegó su familia? ¿Usted fue de las primeras que vino aquí, no?
No.
Primero, ¿cuándo vinieron ustedes aquí, su esposo?
Ah, yo no me acuerdo, porque yo lo conocí de las que.
Ok. ¿Cuándo fue, más o menos?
Bueno, yo creo que fue como para el 68.
Around 68, she met her husband here, but she been here before that.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
He passed in 2000.
The Puerto Ricans that came in the middle 50s to late 50s.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were working in the farms,
mm-hmm.
Yep.
And they stay here. But in that time, New Britain was the industrial city, so there was a lot of factories. So a lot of them found jobs, good-paying jobs in those factories. So a lot of the ones that are attorneys or doctors or some come from that family, come from that era that the family were making decent money.
We saw a lot of the same research. We saw that there were some machinists and people working at the Stanley factory.
And they were making, in those days, those companies were making good money, you know, paying good money and have good benefits. So they were able to put the kids in schools, and they became lawyers, and they became that. Now it's not the same.
Interesting.
We have that.
Interesting.
Yeah, because my parents, they came. My father came as an agricultural worker,
okay, yeah.
And then he went into Playbill Casting, which hired a lot of.
Playbill Casting.
Here in the room with Stanley Works, Stafford Bearing, American Hardware.
Stanley Works
was like
General Electric.
General Electric in Plainville was another one that hired a lot of Hispanics.
Well, in Plainville.
Yeah,
I work in Plainville.
Peck Springs. My mom worked at Peck Springs. They made Springs.
The Britain Machine. Faffner Berry was one of the best. So there was that.
And then, like he said, a lot of the children went into other fields, you know, because of college education. They were able to go to college and get the scholarships and things like that. I know my family, we had a correctional officer, manufacturing, everything. I went into education, not as a teacher, but as a parent. So I was lucky to have some good background to. All the kids.
I came in after I got discharged from the Air Force.
Yes.
You in the Air Force as well?
I was in the Air Force way back. In those days, and I came in and I started. Actually, I started at General Electric because one of the Vietnam veterans they were hiring on those days, so they hired me at that time for that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. My brother was in Vietnam also at that time.
Yeah.
Pee Wee, and then my brother did the one that was a correction officer. He also did America Cares before. So.
Okay.
You breathe on tiene historia.
Yeah.
So, Julie, anything else you want to add before we finish?
Nice meeting you,
Damaris. No, really.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time. I'll stop the recording.